Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. I wanted to thank my co-authors for this as well. This is definitely a long time coming. I think I initially asked some questions of staff in late 2006 and then proposed a motion in 2007 entitled Low-Income Pet Spay-Neuter Program, which called for expanding spay-neutering services for low-income residents, mandatory microchipping of all licensed pets, mandatory spay-neuter for biting dogs, mandatory licensing for cats. And so I'm really encouraged that we're at this point and that our colleagues will consider this. I'd like to thank my colleagues for co-sponsoring this item with me. I also wish to acknowledge the work of Animal Care Services, not only on this motion, but their efforts every day to reduce the number of unclaimed animals at the shelter and to implement initiatives that serve our residents. Lastly, I wish to thank the community members that have counseled and educated my office over the last 3 years, and really this has been a three-year process, about the issues surrounding our city's animal population. Your hard work and advice can be found throughout this motion. I think you'll see that. In short, this motion aims to build upon the successes of Animal Care Services and their community partners to reduce the number of unclaimed animals being euthanized every year. I'd like to thank PETA also for their support. I think we recently received their support. And as many of you know, this issue has concerned me since my first year in office, so I appreciate your stamina in hanging in there and educating me in my office on how we can get to this point. And as you all know, sometimes public policy takes a long time. And while there's no silver bullet solution to the challenges in animal care services, there is evidence that greater community outreach by Animal Care Services and our dedicated volunteers leads to fewer unclaimed animals citywide, more cost savings, and greater revenue generation when animal care officers canvass neighborhoods where pet populations are most difficult to manage. I understand the concern expressed by some community members about cat licensing, but I firmly believe that this issue deserves a closer look by city staff and the community. Personally, I think that cat owners should be held to the same expectations as dog owners in licensing their animals, many of which are allowed to wander in the community. I think it also speaks to our desire to improve the safety of these animals as well. I'd also like to take a moment to recognize the need for a full-time veterinarian in this bureau, a position with the potential of multiplying the return on our investment, but that's a discussion for another day. Tonight's motion simply requests recommendations from city staff, no doubt in consultation with our community partners, before returning to council. I welcome any questions my colleagues may have and invite my co-sponsors to comment as well.